Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
On today's episode of American Arts and Culture Review, the boys have, regrettably, employed a rather excessive amount of profanity. Out of respect for our esteemed listeners, we have made the executive decision to substitute these explicit expressions with this sound effect. With that out of the way, we now invite you to today's special family-friendly edition of American Arts and Culture Review.
And we're on camera.
Stop.
Right now?
Yeah, we're on camera.
We're on camera.
The stream is live.
We have to just have a camera running just to make sure if, like, Rod touches us and we sue him, that we have proof. So, I wouldn't leave the camera area. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Clay Tatum. In today's episode of the podcast, we are going to be talking about... I begged and pleaded to talk about a movie, because I'm seeing these suckers left and right. But the boys...
I've seen a lot of movies, to be honest. I've seen 4 movies in the last 5 days.
What Six the movies. Hell?
What the hell?
Yeah.
What movies?
You're a movie guy now?
Yeah, it's just not very fun to talk about them.
Okay.
I saw No Hard Feelings, Collateral, and Decent Proposal...
Well, I'm talking about new movies. You've seen one new movie, which is No Hard Feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Any other new movies?
Showing Up.
Oh, yeah.
Showing
Up would be bad to talk about. No Hard Feelings might be good to talk about, but...
I thought it was... it's about a bit...
What do you give it?
Who fucks a... Who gets hired to a little...
Dweeb.
Wow.
It's a bitch on film.
It's a bitch on bitch for sure. She's okay. A girl bitch, so she's like mean, and he's a boy bitch, so he's like a bitch, like a little
Jesus.
Yes.
You know what I mean, Ron?
Yeah, I mean, I do understand
and
what you mean.
And she gets hired to do some for this little...
I don't want to get too crude here.
Oh. Okay, sorry.
But does he ever spit on his and shove it and use that as lube for...
No, he doesn't, and that's, like, a big part of the story.
He's, like, scared to do that.
Yeah, so this, the girl, will do things like be crazy sexy on him to try to lure this little bitch into fucking her.
Sick.
So that she can get a car.
That's honestly one of the ways that you could trick me into fucking you if you're being crazy sexy on me.
And she's successfully crazy sexy. And she runs around.
Uh-huh.
And drives cars and gets wet from a hose.
Uh-huh.
Goes skinny dipping in the sea.
Does she suck heat?
We don't see that. I assume...
What's the point of this movie?
At some point in their lives, they probably have or will.
But so then why don't they show that part of the movie?
Tell me about it.
Is this movie a softcore?
No.
Oh.
They don't toll or anything like
they
that?
They don't toll. They don't eat...
They don't chew on
Nah. They don't nip them either.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's crazy, man.
Do they, like...
Does she get a car?
Right, I'm not giving away the movie.
So if they don't, like, if he doesn't spit on car for a drive, do they, like, go to, like, a party and a big guy says something mean and the little twerp tries to stick up for the girl and the way he was going to punch the guy, but he accidentally missed and punched the girl. Does that happen?
Yeah, how do you know that?
I don't know. It's just like movie logic, I guess. If they're not doing that, then they're doing the other thing.
That's a trailer moment.
Oh, all right.
It's in the trailer.
Well, I had a blast. Whatever.
You're laughing.
I don't know why you would have a blast, but...
What do you mean?
Because the thing is that it's not in the movie.
There's no action.
Yeah.
There's no action in this whole movie, but I still had a lot of fun.
It's funny? beginning.
I thought it was pretty funny. It's a sad realization when you just find out that, like, our dramatic actors, Jennifer Lawrence,
yeah,
she's funnier than, I don't know, Will Ferrell right now or something.
We now conclude the family-friendly edition of American Arts and Culture Review.
She's as funny. All it takes is just a little commitment.
You watch that basketball show?
Mm-mm.
Ron, you watch this basketball show?
Probably when it's
like they
punk.
Literally, I think they made the show for you.
What's the basketball show?
Lakers show?
The Lakers show? The show that they literally made for us.
I watched three episodes of it, yeah.
Well, that's crazy. Imagine if Gifted Hater made a TV show about gambling.
I know, yeah. Well, that's what I always say to people who like sports is like, so when you turn on the TV, is that like, you know, yeah, your dream every yeah day at all times of the day, because sports is always on TV.
Yeah.
So you're always happy.
You're always entertained.
Same yeah with people who like Bruno Mars or something, or Drake.
Drake and shit.
So you turn on the radio, that's just like
that's
you made a playlist.
Right.
I would like to be like that.
You get to turn on the radio, listen to your favorite song every day.
Yeah, but when I turn on the radio, all I think is cringe.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, or if I turn on basketball, I see some of these players flopping, acting like they're falling down and getting hurt.
Uh-huh.
Somebody blew on them. First thought, cringe.
Cringe.
Like, do you think basketball players are cringe now?
Dude, you seen these little fuckers? The big old
they're
fuckers.
Big.
Somebody goes, and they go,
yeah.
And they like lay on the ground and flop there until the ref goes, that guy blew on him
and
too
and then
hard.
Like inside that they're doing that, and then outside that me and you are jumping into bushes, not even crying about.
No, I'm pushing Clay in a shopping cart into a bush.
Yeah, we're
and
doing
I've
that. We're doing that outside the Staples Center,
and
so it's
neither
weird.
Neither of them have ever cried doing it. Not one time.
Have you ever cried when you fell down on a skateboard?
No.
I don't think I have either.
I probably cried in the doctor's office when he tells me I can't skate for 2 weeks.
I definitely did that. I cried all the way home when the doctor told me I had to have knee surgery when I was 13.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I didn't cry when I did it, when I tore my ACL, though.
Yeah. I mean, when I broke my ankle in half, I was, like, not fully sure. I wasn't sure that it was sprained or not.
I was with you, and we watched TV for, like, 3 hours before your mom was like, I think I got to take it to the doctor.
Yeah.
You hopped around and went, no, no, oh, ow, oh. You did the grape lady dance.
Mm-hmm.
Man, think if we were filming that. You would have been the first grape lady.
You could have gone viral.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Breaking your ankle, going viral.
So, Rod, you're just happy. You're, like, happy all the time. Nothing can get you down.
Yeah.
No, not all the
based
time.
Based on what's on
I
TV.
Mean, it's like they literally made a TV show for you, and you're so entertained with everything else around you, you can't even tune into the show.
Well, it's not all the way for Rod.
Well,
it's missing one big thing. We all know what that is. I don't need to even say it out loud.
I watched a couple episodes of it, and I kind of didn't.
Penis and the pussy porn.
I didn't really like it all that much. It was
what? Rod.
Rod. Come on,
we don't do real criticism here. Save that for the fucking Patreon, man.
And then I thought it was really great, and I just couldn't. I just was too into it. I had to stop.
Does the bounce of a ball, the sound of a bounce of a ball, does that get you going?
The sound of a skateboard on sidewalk gave me chills.
Yeah, full body.
Yeah.
The sound of a nose slide.
There's like a punk song or something, like Suicide Machines did. They talk about skating, and you hear skating in the song.
Mm-hmm.
And
just
right now,
fainted.
The sound of a skateboard kind of scares me because I have to get out of the way.
Oh, wow, big shocker. Rod's afraid of something cool.
These skateboarders, they're usually coming down the sidewalk pretty fast, and you have to get out their way.
Yeah, skaters have the right of way, so do cars. Get out of the way, dude.
Well, I'm on the sidewalk, so I have the right of way.
Whose fault is this? This is what I want to know.
Okay.
I'm in the car today, and this has happened multiple times. In fact, one time I got in a car accident like this when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I look both ways at a stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
No cars. I begin to turn left, and as I'm turning left, someone pulls right. Someone's on the to my right. They pull right.
Nose to my right?
Who?
Rod. Politically speaking.
Oh, right. They pull out as fast as they can, and they speed down the street, and they almost hit me. And then they're honking at me, screaming at me, and I'm like, get out the fucking way. And I'm like, what? If you're just going a normal amount, normal speed, then you this wouldn't be happening, bitch.
What the fuck?
That is kind of how you got to treat them too.
Talking about, can I tell you a story about getting basically screamed
at?
Well,
whose fault is that?
Their fault for being a bitch. They were born a bit. They're a bitch made.
I know it might chill him out, and make him drive a little slower.
Marijuana?
No, penis in, some penis in the pussy.
Pussy porn.
Good old fashioned.
Yeah. P&P.
P&P.
A little bit of P&P.
Maybe somebody
make
might
everyone
nibble
feel
on his
better.
Taint a little bit or lick his rim. Uh-huh. Lick his rim, reach around, jack off, jack him off till he comes.
Right. No, I'm not. I mean,
yeah.
That's the stuff we all.
Can I tell you
on.
A story about what happened to me today where I got basically yelled at?
Yeah.
Please. Well, I was meeting a friend at Bubs and Grandma. You've heard of this place? Yeah. And I was telling the story the other day, maybe on the podcast, that I never get the Gen X experience of a cool person being rude to you at a cool establishment.
Can I get a black coffee? A black coffee?
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't want Americano?
Well, I had the experience today, and So my friend was going to meet me there, but he went there 15 minutes ahead of time to read a book. Mm-hmm. And so he's been it was porn book.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, that kind of rocks.
All right. We're good then. You can continue. Okay.
And so he's been there for a while, and I get there and I sit down, and then right when I sit down, my friend waves to the guy, being like, hey, we're ready to order now. Because it's like, I probably told you earlier today that I wasn't ready yet. I'm waiting for a friend.
Waiting for my friend.
And he was like flustered. He was like, okay, wait one second, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when he came to do the order, he looked me directly in the eyes and he goes, thank you for your patience. But he said it in a way where everyone at the party knew that he thought that since I just got there, I shouldn't have waited, that I was inconvenienced by the whole thing. But guess what, gang? I didn't say anything. I wasn't the one that waved him down.
Ugh.
And
I would.
It was awkward enough to where my friend was. He was like, what the hell did you do?
What'd
you order?
I ordered a chorizo and egg sandwich and black coffee.
Let's keep talking. Rod's trying to change the subject because
no, because he's normally
he doesn't want to get called out for being mean at restaurants.
Yeah,
which
you feel free to call me out.
Well, you know that website that James Corden was on.
Yeah,
where they wrote about how he's a terrible person.
The restaurateur's personal Instagram.
Yeah, Rod is on that a lot.
Yeah.
He pisses in his seat.
They call him Scary Barry on there.
They call him Scary Barry.
If you don't want me to piss in my seat, you're going to have to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I can't remember what I was going to say.
You're going to say something about being rude?
Oh, right. It's really hard, though. So you got to go. You literally have to go like this.
Hi. I was wondering if behind, but maybe at some point could I order?
To feel like you're not being an asshole.
I will say this. To upset me, when I worked at a pizza place, to get me upset, all you had to do is go, excuse me, can I order? And I would have to take out my earbuds.
You'd go.
And I'm listening to a podcast. And I go, what?
What are you?
Because I was getting to a really interesting point in the podcast.
And Rogan.
And
or
I just,
Nerdist.
Or he was about to say, enjoy your burrito. What the fuck?
Dude, I went to a fancy restaurant the other night with a couple pals. It was like a club. Like, you had to be a member to eat there.
Yeah.
And the guy I went with, who's part of the club, just doesn't care if people think he's nice or not.
Right.
And they'd be like, can I take your order? And he'd be like, no, we're still thinking about it. And then I would always go, but thank you. But seriously, thank you so much for asking.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't do that. Can't do that. Can I clear these plates? Hey, I'm not sure yet. And then he'd walk away. And I'd be like, but I just want to say, these plates do feel empty, so you are justified in asking us.
You were right. You were right to ask. And I'm sorry about my friend.
Yeah, we need to change that about us, dude.
No, dude, I'm going to start. From here on, I've started doing it. To be like.
Be a fucking hard ass?
Yo, what's up, fucker?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, fucker, can I get some shrimp?
Can I get some shrimp?
Hey, fucker. How about some? But remember when we were at the casino?
Do you, like, not even look at the menu? You just ask for shrimp?
Yeah. Shrimp, you got it? I'm sure you got some shrimp back there somewhere.
Go ahead and find me some shrimp.
Remember, though, when we were at the casino and I started losing big?
Uh-huh.
And then we went to the Waffle House at 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Me, you, and Bud?
Yeah, it was just me and you.
I was in there.
And there was a dude working there by himself.
Yeah.
Three bros came in. And the guy said, hey, we're not, you can't sit there, sit at the counter. Just hold up and you can sit at the counter. Let me clean it off.
In a little bit, I just got to clean it. Yeah.
And the guys were like, they did something. I can't exactly remember what it was. Something like, hold up and we'll clean off the counter. It's fine, dude.
Yes.
And then they just sat down. And then the guy comes up to them after he goes and grabs rags and he comes back thinking maybe they were kidding. And he realized they were being serious that
They don't want the counter cleaned.
And he's just like scrawny little guy.
And it's also 4 a.m.
Yeah. And he goes, hey guys, I'm going to have to ask you to leave because I'm not serving you tonight. And they were like, bro, what? And he's like, yeah, you're really rude to me and I have the right to ask you to leave. And they go, all right, seriously? Okay. And they left. And then there was one guy there who stayed and was just like, I'm so sorry, man. He felt so bad. Aww. And he goes, hey dude, I don't know. My buddies are ass. I'm sorry, dude. I'm really sorry. I know you've been having a rough, you know, it's probably not easy working the late shift at a Waffle House. And the guy was like, thank you. You can stay, but your friends can't come back in. Yeah. And then the dude stayed there and he ate a meal while his buddies sat in the parking lot. That's all it takes.
That kind of rocks.
You don't have to go, I'm really sorry. You just go, I'm sorry, bro. Hey, bro, I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever been yelled at by, or been have someone been mean to you at a
server?
Yeah. People, I've had one time.
I can't recall people being mean to me, but I can recall plenty of times.
Not mean. I'm just like they. What happened to me, this happened at that fucking, this was like during pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was meeting my same friend that I met today.
Who? Hmm. Who was it?
Jordan.
Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
He has really good thoughts about philosophy.
Yeah. And meat.
Kind of a smart guy.
Kind of a smart, kind of a whiz kid if you ask me. But I was, this is during the pandemic, and so everything's like, all the restaurants are weird because they believe in the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree with what I just said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And, so the way that it was at Poppy Seed over near Verdugo, and the way they did it was they opened the door to the thing.
You can't be mean to somebody at a restaurant called Poppy Seed.
Yeah, you gotta be nice at Poppy Seed.
But, so like the door's open. And the counter is
clay
at the door.
Yeah, this is a classic clay bullshit.
And so what they did is, since there's COVID can come through your hands, they don't have the little square machine at reach. They have to do everything on their end.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm new to this because I've never seen anyone do that before. And whatever, they're taking precautions. Listen, COVID was early. We all get it, but. He was like, I ordered a coffee, and he goes, tip. And he said, tip. And I go, I just didn't know what that, I was just like waiting for him to bring the thing over. No, he said like a tip. He said tip.
Mm.
He goes, a tip. But he said it in a weird way where I don't know what he says. And I was like, I thought, oh, I think he said tip. Which is like when he comes back, he's going to bring the square and I'll press the thing and we'll do it. And he doesn't come back for a bit, and then eventually he comes back and brings me the coffee, goes, yeah, maybe you'll tip me next time, and then walks away.
Oh.
Oh, I remember this stupid move in COVID, like when it was like soft lockdown post.
Yeah.
Where they would ask you, so you would hand them your card. So that's already, what is it, essentially – what they're trying to prevent by the thing, they're not preventing because they're still having to touch part of it. And then they would ask you how much you want to tip, but usually you decide that on your own, yeah.
Right, but it's also
little,
like
it's a little private thing for you.
But if you want me to say it, you just like
you need to be clear.
You just be like, oh, I have to do this over here. Do you want a tip at all? Don't worry, if, like whatever. You have to be nice to me, or I'm going to give you a bad review. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, some mm-hmm. people just got to learn how. And so to
I wrecked their Yelp.
And this is your own fault. You know why?
What?
You know why? Because you like going to these fucking restaurants,
right?
Where you order and then you sit down.
That is a big flaw with me because yeah. I still love that.
I hate that
I
shit.
I love that.
I don't like
love
going
that
to
so much.
Any restaurant. The reason I want to go is so somebody brings me my water and a ton of refills of coffee.
Right.
And they come take my order. I can sit there and relax. Ever since I've known Clay, he's like, let's go to a place where you got to order at a
Village
counter.
Bakery.
Then you got to go take a number
Village
and
Bakery.
Find a
oh,
seat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I hate that shit.
I love Village Bakery, though.
I love it so much.
Nah, one of the top places.
I mean, I
to
go there every now and again, but fuck that place.
But I don't. Can I say something?
Fuck that style of restaurant.
Can I say something real quick? I don't like it for dinner. There's a place around here called. What's that place next to.
Burger Barn.
Where, Rod?
Horse Banter?
There's one.
Is it Horse Banter?
I think it's called Horse Banter.
No, Bencher.
Is it Greyhound? Bencher?
No, no, no. It's like Asian.
Corny's
Joy.
Joy. Oh. Joy's good.
But Joy, you order at the thing and they give you the food and it's always busy.
And there's never seats.
And sometimes there's not seats. So you're just holding your food.
You're holding your tray of fucking wonton soup.
You're just like waiting for some movement to happen.
Just hoping someone's going
to
leave.
Where am I supposed to eat my peanut noodles?
There's no. Yeah. Okay, you but, have to have. I understand that there's a place can be only so big.
Mm-hmm.
Place can only be so big. Mm-hmm. You can quote me on that.
Yeah.
But
place can only be so big. Okay.
What's more woke?
Yeah, go for it.
Uh-oh.
But what I'm going to say is you should have so much seating outside where it looks absurd.
Yeah.
You'll never run out of options.
Yeah.
There's a place in San Francisco that's like that. It's a place where they sell like $30 porridge, and it's actually pretty good. And savory
porridge. You
get
porridge?
Yeah, I got porridge in San
porridge
Francisco.
Sounds good.
And it was like the line is out the door, and it takes forever to do that. Go there, and they give you a fucking plate of savory porridge.
I don't believe mushrooms. In line.
But they... I know, dude, but...
There's a line. Enjoy yourself. I'm going to go somewhere else. You have fun. Today I tried to go to Kumquat. Uh-huh. Coffee spot, Highland Park,
why,
down the street
what,
from me.
You that know better than you know busy. Better than that.
No, I've been there plenty of times with Kaylee, where there ain't a line.
I think the line has been a new thing, and it's been going on since.
Well, I heard somebody talk about it on a podcast. Right, I'm driving back.
Best, peanut latte is the best coffee drink in
peanut latte.
The peanut latte is the peanut? Best coffee drink I've ever had, and it's at Kumquat.
So,
they
all right,
peanut
so
milk?
They're legit. They put peanuts in it.
Listen, this is veering into the worst style
the
of thing.
The peanuts are buttery and garlicky.
You won't all I'm it. Saying is, I get there.
Ooh,
there's
buttery,
a
garlicky.
Line of three people.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Three
I wait
people?
In line. I look at my phone for 30 seconds. I go, "Fuck this."
You say,
"I'm out of here."
You say out loud, "I'm bored."
I go, "This is boring."
I will say the best food I've probably ever had. As I just say, remember, fucking Franklin's.
Franklin's.
What are you laughing at?
I made Wit sit through a one-hour line
oh
in Austin,
God.
Texas at Franklin
Barbecue.
And I had just eaten.
And Wit wasn't eating anything.
Well, because Clay goes with me to get a smoothie, and then right when I'm sipping on my first couple sips of the smoothie, he goes, I said, you didn't get anything? He goes, no, I'm going to Franklin's right after this.
Yeah.
Like, well,
you had like a doctor's appointment or something.
We were in Austin, Texas.
Well, you did have one. And
yeah, Austin,
like,
Texas
yeah,
doctor's appointment with your Austin,
was
Texas
a,
doctor.
It was a Zoom call.
Probably had to.
Rod, if you're ever rude like that to me again,
it's probably my psychiatrist probably trying to re up.
But what I'm saying is, I knew that was coming, and I was like, oh, I know. I just want to have Franklin barbecue because I've never had it. I just want to have. I want to have what I would be easily the best barbecue because I don't know anything below that because it's. I don't know Austin at all, so I just know the go-tos. So it's like, oh, I'm going to try this. It's going to take an hour. Wait, has a thing coming up. I say, hey, you can come if you want. If you don't have time, I get it. And also, if you're not, it's fine. But for some reason, you're like, yeah, I'll come. And I was like, interesting.
Went and sat there. I thought maybe I'll get hungry again. Yeah. Clay's starving himself, watching me drink a thick-ass smoothie.
Dude, I could have had a gallon of smoothies, and I still would have wanted barbecue.
You afterwards. Know I had two smoothies today?
I know, you're weird.
No, it's
you're
not weird. It's because I don't have time.
Two smoothies?
You're a weird guy.
A lot of times I just don't have time to eat food. I was like, okay, all right, wake up at 7, have a smoothie at 8, do my shit. Oh, and now I got to go do something else. This is the second time I've been at the office today.
Now I got to eat a second smoothie.
And shit, I only got 20 minutes to get this place. I can get a smoothie that'll take 5 minutes.
All right.
Drink that. And then right when I get in my car to leave to come here, I order food to come here.
Your classic your sweet
nasty
green.
Little fucking
my sweet green.
Salmon.
Your sweet my green salmon order and you get every day. Salad.
You ever heard of cheeseburger pizza?
You ever hear of cheeseburger pizza?
Dude, I'm cutting right now.
Yourself? Self-harm?
I'm cutting weight.
Oh, right.
It's summer.
Yeah.
I'm transforming. About to be in London.
Yeah, I'm transforming too into a fucking perfect circle. I don't care.
Yeah, you do.
I know, actually, I took a break from counting my cows.
Yeah. Why?
Because we had the 24-hour stream, and I can't do all the math with everything I ate.
Yeah, and then I ate McDonald's twice that day.
Then I don't want to log the next day because I feel like I'm behind. And, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I ate McDonald's for all three meals that day.
You know what the 24-hour stream felt like is one day on tour. That is like the same foggy,
true.
Like survival mode kind of thing.
It felt like flying to, like, that's the same experience I got flying to Korea.
Yeah.
It was
easier than I thought it was going to be to stay up. I think the reason I was able to stay up the whole time is because
you went to the casino, dude.
I went to the casino.
Dude, mm-hmm. I was thinking the other day I will not sleep during the stream because I know, because past experience, I can stay up till whenever. But my past experience of staying up to whenever is when I'm at a casino. Remember we went to we just brought up that we went to Waffle House 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I wasn't tired at all. But it's because I spent all night at a casino.
You're wired.
I'm wired. But here, I'm bored as hell throughout the whole thing.
I spent 10 minutes there. I spent 10 minutes and it juiced me up.
Till the rest of the end of the show. How did you guys do the next day?
Terrible.
I did fine. I just got home. I went to sleep for 3 hours, and then I went and saw a movie.
I took like two-hour naps, and that just wrecked my day.
How?
Because I didn't feel like, or maybe I took 2 1-hour naps. I didn't like sleep enough to like satisfy what my body wanted. Yeah. So I just felt like
you should have jacked off.
I felt
off.
Like a pound of mud.
Why didn't you just jack off?
Would that have helped?
Pass right out. Get covered in your own butter.
Oh, passing out was not. I mean,
passing out was easy.
But when you woke up, you should have just jacked off and covered yourself in some nighttime butter.
You're not wrong. I should have covered myself up in my own man-made butter.
Should have made my own man-made butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Put it on the belly, go back to sleep.
Put it in the belly button hole.
Yeah, what's that belly button hole full of butter?
You know how, like, I think Hellboy was created because they filled a hole with blood?
Can you say that one more time?
I think Hellboy, the comic book character, I think was created because they like filled a hole with blood.
What the hell?
What's that writer's room like?
Something like that. Sleepy Boy is created when you fill a belly button with butter.
Mm-hmm.
With a night butter.
I'm churning some dairy right now.
Rod.
It's an X-rated episode.
Let's give Rod a flashback.
No, it's just nasty.
I don't know. Maybe I'm shifting from being against woke culture to talking about night butter.
Right. You're a nasty guy now.
Kind of a twisted little fucker now.
Dirty boy.
So woke culture is okay. You're just a nasty guy.
Yeah. Favorite part of the stream for me was fashion advice.
Yeah.
That for hours. Thanks to anybody who listened for having a good sport. I don't appreciate the Blues Brothers stuff, though. And I know that started while I was on the way to the casino.
Why do you not appreciate it?
If somebody dresses, you know who dresses like the Blues Brothers?
Cool guys. Like a cool daddy-o. I would say, like, if you said cool daddy-o.
I'm not saying their name out loud, but I think if you reach deep enough into some of the texts.
I know exactly.
Jake,
I know exactly.
Yeah,
what you're
Jake and
about.
Elwood.
That's who dresses like Blues Brothers.
I know, and it's embarrassing.
Yeah,
it's fucking.
And
awful.
I just don't want my name attached to that. When you say that, just keep that on. That's Clay. That's not.
We
me.
Should call them the Blues Brothers.
We really should. This is like all inside
no
baseball.
No
one,
no one knows who the fuck we're talking about. Anywho, so we'll move past it, but.
So I appreciate everybody let me roast them. I do. I'm not kidding with what I was saying. And if you, you know, maybe I'll do that, some more of that. But what else did I? Oh, I beat my Star Wars game. Yeah. Now I come here and I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. We'll get you on Elden Ring.
No, I'll never do that.
I don't really understand why.
Is there's no movie based on some of those characters?
Yeah, that's well, all. I maybe. Mean, like, there's barely. You see. Like, you're fighting people called Bonebo or something. I'm like, I don't remember this from a fucking movie.
Bonebo's not yeah. in the movies.
Yeah.
Imagine a Mikey and Nikki video game.
Just a lot of pressing the button. The,
you're
the
just
text
like
box is just going so over and over again.
Yell at guy about coffee.
The guy's drink another beer or something.
Well, no, I mean, you could elaborate on
and then
the
you
story.
Have a little action where you're running towards a bus or something, and then back to the chat box.
It doesn't sound too bad.
No.
What'd y'all like doing?
My favorite was watching YouTube with CJ, and then when Chris Farron came over and we did a promo for.
Did you edit any of that?
Well, I'm going to edit it, and then I'm going to have to run it by him to be like, you okay with me putting this online?
I mean, he should just put it online.
Oh, yeah, you got to ask
him. I'm gonna give it to him. It's pretty easy to clip these stuff off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Y'all should. Oh, well, I guess there's no way to watch the stream.
Yeah, there is. The stream is full.
It's
yeah,
up
you can
there.
Watch
yeah,
the whole
you can
thing.
Watch it.
You should put that behind a paywall right
come
now.
Oh, man.
What?
The 24-hour stream
no,
behind
gonna,
the
like,
paywall?
Listen,
put
no
that
one,
shit behind a paywall.
The 24-hour stream is enjoyable while it's happening, but I don't think it has any value outside
that kind
of
attitude?
Maybe people can, like, fall asleep to it.
That'd be pretty easy.
Listen, guys, if we're trying to make something for people to fall asleep to, I think we need to rethink what's going on.
Yeah, well, listen, some of my favorite content is stuff that I fall asleep
to.
No,
we're doing this for profit.
No, oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, I respect your money mindset right now, and I don't want you to get any other idea.
It's a strike.
Right.
We got to prioritize.
Exactly.
Okay?
Okay.
If you're listening to this right, this is a normal podcast, right? If you're listening to this right now and you don't subscribe to our Patreon, get on there. There's some good shit.
Yeah.
Clay's going to start uploading weird stuff.
Oh, big time.
The
stuff
weirdest
that
stuff you can
stuff
think of.
You're going to make you go like, why is this on there?
$700 a month? I'll show Rim once a month. That's true.
Not just once.
I'm wait. $700 each? Is that what the goal is?
If you want to subscribe for $700 a month, I will post a new Rim pick.
Yeah.
Maybe this is should. Maybe we should all do it. Once a month, new Rim.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
The three
these,
boys
look at all these
rim.
New Rim. New
so,
pictures of Rim. What is this, West Coast Customs? Now, Rod, what is your
so
favorite?
So that's the new $700 tier?
Rod's not ready to move on. Yeah. Of course, Rod's like,
That's the new $700 tier.
Yeah.
I mean, I really liked it was really cool and fun taking calls and let's see. I really liked Chris Farron and hanging
Clay already
with
said
CJ.
It. Think of something new.
No, this is
Clay
all,
already said that, too.
The
think of something new.
Oh, my favorite part was...
When you hustled me?
When I hustled
that was
you for $50.
Fucked up.
That was so rude.
But
I would
realize,
never do
think
that
think about
to
how
friend.
It hurt my feelings.
What do you mean?
What? Are you deaf and blind?
How did that hurt your feelings? When I hustled Clay.
Clay knows right now. That's why he's not saying it out loud.
Exactly. That's why I'm silent right now.
Because I'd been fighting tooth and nail to kill Bode in Star Wars game.
Uh-huh.
And it's been weeks of me trying to get there. Telling y'all about it. Telling a lot of the people who were watching the stream about it. And then you pop on at some little fucking game, and Clay goes, I'll give you $50 if you get to the end of the level.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
I know.
I've been sitting here trying to kill this guy for weeks.
I could have just given you $50 for killing Bode.
Yeah. And then
but instead my friend my one
Rod acts like it's this impossible thing.
He's one of my closest weird friends.
It's mm-hmm. very hard to win a crown and
Rod immediately wins
he goes,
a crown
he
within
like, oh
3
my
minutes.
God, this is so it's like literally impossible for do it. When he grabbed that crown, the closest little fucker that was to him was probably five little fucker feet away. Five, what was his 50 name? Fucker feet away.
Fall Guys. It was
fall guys. Fuck Fall Guys.
More like Fall For It, guys.
I think you'd like Fall Guys. It's kind of pretty
I looked at those little colorful little fuckers, those little gummy bears prancing around. It reminds me. It reminded me of the picket line.
Can I say something real quick?
What?
What? Can y'all just be cool, completely quiet? Only game I won was the fucking Fall For It, guys.
Yep.
So I just wanted a clean version of that.
Rod tricked him.
Yeah.
Did you win a Fortnite game, though?
Yeah.
You got a victory royale.
I don't know if that was that stream or if it was a stream leading up to the 24-hour stream, but yeah, I did get a victory royale, and it was really not, it wasn't not even a big deal.
That was a cool voice.
What is the voice?
Man, it's
I
awesome.
Can't even do it anymore.
I did eventually beat Bode at about 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was really hard, but I did it.
Yeah. Some would say it would be impossible, and you...
And I did it.
And you did it, and you whooped his ass.
Yeah, but somebody said they would give us 500 bits or something if I did it by a certain time, and I pretty much did it by that time. Yeah. And so they gave us whatever. I still am not sure what a sub
gifted or, gifted some subs to.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish someone would give me a sub tonight for dinner.
I'm sure somebody would.
I mean, you really, honestly, you need it.
Clay.
Can't be doing these fucking salmon and juices all day.
Salmon? Right? A salmon salad is like, that's plenty of food. That's healthy.
You're pissing me off so much, I might fucking fall down.
Listen, I bit my tongue. I can't eat a lot of the food I want to eat right now.
What the hell?
It's hard to talk.
When did you bite your tongue?
I think I bit it the morning of the stream finished. And it's kind of hard for me to talk, and I can't. There's like certain things that hurt.
And you didn't fall asleep near Rod during the stream.
Mm-mm.
He didn't fall asleep.
He could have bit your tongue.
I fell asleep?
You didn't fall asleep.
No, but if you did, I would suspect that Rod might have bit your tongue.
Yeah.
That's what he likes to do when you're asleep.
Yeah.
Because I fell asleep.
Yeah, you did fall asleep.
And
you did
fall asleep. Snoozing, man. Rod was snoozing back there.
Yeah, you were snoozing.
I was feeling good.
Everybody was asking us to do weird stuff to you, and we didn't. We didn't want you to kill us, which you said you would many times.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't sound like me, but if you guys say so.
Did we say we're almost sold out of shirts?
Oh,
and
gang.
And we got new hats.
We have new hats. I haven't put the hats up yet because I don't know the count yet.
You don't know the account?
No, I don't know the count because I don't know how many we're grabbing.
Well, I got this one. I'm wearing this one.
Are you going to take one, Ron?
No, I can't wear those hats.
That's what I was telling Clay. I said we got to make the Rod cut.
Yeah. So anywho, gang, yeah. I'm going to put the when you're listening to this, yeah. The hats are going to be up because we have them here. I'm going to count them. I think we only have six.
Only have six?
Yeah.
That can't be true.
How?
Because how many did you buy? I counted. I thought we had seven.
I thought I bought 12.
I thought you bought 12 too. But then they were like, "Hey, you're missing two." Which here's my theory. I think they fucked up on two of them. Because I remember us going and giving them 12. I know for a fact.
Wait, no. 12. I paid $58 to buy the hats.
Yeah, and I paid for 12. And they know they paid for 12. But he was like, "Oh, I charged you for 12, but we only have 10 here."
So did he give us a discount?
He says the next time we go there, two of the hats are going to be free.
Well, I think what we should do is just...
What I think happened is they messed up on two hats.
Which is possible.
Totally fine, but...
Let's sell these six and then get cruising on the next...
batch, yeah.
Yeah, these are the best hats I've ever worn. It's the perfect fit. You know, I'm not a huge fan of this, but it's the best version of the dad hat.
Yeah,
it's
you're
like
listening
a little
to
bit bigger
if
than...
If you're listening to the podcast, aaacr.art, you can see what the hat looks like. I'll keep it up. But we only got six because we wanted this specific hat. We went to the hat store. They only had six to sell.
So get them quick.
So get them.
And then we're going to make some more, obviously. But
yeah. So.
And I also have a hat if you guys want to buy that.
Ooh, and Rod has Rod Berry hat. And Rod, you need to give me a count. So.
I only have 12.
All right. So that's going to be, when you're listening to this, that's going to be up too. The Rod hat is one of the best looking hats we've made. Second only to the Casino Boys.
Little baby devil hat.
Baby devil hat. Anywho, that's enough of us hawking.
Well, we didn't, you know what we kind of forgot about?
What's up?
What?
I was just looking at the chat, and someone said maybe make it say Triple ACR Pod instead of the Casino Boys.
You're wrong. That's not the devil.
I like Casino Boys because it's the name of the band, and it's the name of us as a crew of friends.
Right.
And it's a thing that is exclusive to the podcast.
Right.
So it really goes across every type of thing you could dream of.
Right.
And the Casino Boys just has a great, I'd say even better than the name of our podcast.
What do you think? It only takes about 12 seconds to say the name of our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what we didn't talk about is your haircut.
Oh, yeah, I got a haircut.
The haircut was actually a highlight.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Whitney absolutely fucking hates it.
What?
Yeah.
I gave it to her because it's the haircut she always says. I gave it to you because she's always talking about how much she loves that haircut.
Right.
Why does she hate it?
I don't know. I think it just looks like I have a little penis head.
But that's what she always says her favorite haircut is. That's the only reason I did it.
Well, I guess I married a liar.
Did she tell her what it's based off of?
Oh, yeah. She could care less. Why do you think I'm wearing a hat 24/7 now?
Let's see what it looks like. No hat. Well, now you just got hat hair.
You do have
you
hat
gotta scruff
hair
it
right
up
now.
A little bit.
That
yeah,
looks
dude,
good.
It looks awesome. Clay, you look awesome. When he has
Josh
your, it's weird that your wife has bad taste, but hey, you married who you married. That's all right.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah, you look just like Josh Hartnett. You do. Do you feel like him?
No.
Why?
Why not?
I feel like a little piece of shit.
Dude, Clay.
Clay, the hair looks good.
Is it because of what Rod said to you right before we started recording?
Yeah.
And he told you how you're nothing?
Yeah.
And he told you that he does all the work around here?
Yeah.
And he told you that without his parents' money, we wouldn't even have this office?
I go, I'm sorry. And then he took off his belt and said, don't talk to me like that.
Yep. And then I walked in and I stopped him because I'm a friend. Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll talk about it after the podcast. Don't worry. I'm going to tell him.
Okay.
I'm going to tell him what's up.
Thank you.
I don't like seeing you like that.
Exactly. So what do we give the movie?
For real, 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Robbie, what do you give it?
Yeah, I would give the movie... What was it called?
No Hard Feelings.
I'd give the movie No Hard Feelings. Perfect.
What do we think about this title? Sorry, Rod, for interrupting.
Terrible title. Here's what this is a trend.
Wait, is it just like hard, like cock gets hard?
I don't think so. Maybe, but I don't fucking know. It's a terrible thing that movies do sometimes where the movie's called No Hard Feelings and the poster has the word pretty awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't know which one's the tagline and which one's the title of the film.
So I'm always calling this movie pretty awkward, and everybody's saying, no, it's No Hard Feelings. The thing is that fucking... Damn it. What? There's something that he says in the movie. They say it over and over again. It's about, like, sex. Like, what counts?
I'll use my cock to fuck you in the pussy.
No.
That counts as sex.
No, they should have. That's a little too long. No, still counts is something that they're always saying in the movie.
Uh-huh. Oh, like that should be the title of the movie.
Yeah. I wonder if it was, and they were like,
It just needs a horny title. Porky's. I don't know what about Porky's is horny, but it works.
I know.
Is Porky, he's such a Porky. Is that like a thing that people used to say a long time ago? Did it describe a horny guy?
I don't really know what
about
Porky's was.
The pig?
Porking.
Porking.
Yeah.
I watched the movie Porky's.
Yeah.
Don't remember.
There was one funny, really funny joke in one of the Porky's movies that I remember not understanding until I was older, which is one of the guys goes to the party at the camp or something.
And he goes, I'm churning dairy. I go, churn some dairy.
No. He goes, they're out. Somehow they find out that he's wearing a condom.
Okay.
Already.
Right.
He put one on before the party.
Right.
That's just funny. That is actually really funny.
Yeah, that's good.
Probably the first one to do that bit.
Yeah.
I don't know who else does it, but it felt familiar.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. That's it.
Huh. It's funny.
Movie's funny, 10 out of 10. I saw Indecent Proposal last night, too.
Uh huh. Great title for a movie.
Fucking killer movie.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck. Talk about people at the peak of their powers. You got Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
He ain't like any movie star who's ever existed.
Right.
He's weird. He's like handsome in a strange way. He's got a southern accent out of nowhere, even though he's playing a guy from Southern California.
I saw the trailer for the new White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I've never seen the other one. Let me just watch the trailer for the other one. Woody's just on another level.
Dude, he's that first White Man Can't Jump is a great movie. And
You look at him, he doesn't seem like he could be believable as like a guy who plays like basketball, you know, in Venice Beach.
Yeah. Well, he reminds me of somebody from our hometown.
He reminds me of he looks like he's a lawyer for some reason.
He kind of has my dad vibe.
Yeah, maybe that's what that's doing it.
My dad used to dress just like him in that movie too. And Rosie Perez, her dream is to be on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And they're what a great... The whole movie's about a scheme.
Oh,
really, I can't believe you've never seen that shit, Clay.
It's really good.
You would fucking love it.
If it was called, like, White Men Can't Ollie, then I would probably watch it, but you know how I feel about these sports. Just re-edit it.
Because it takes place on Venice Beach. Yeah, re-edit it with a skateboard.
There must be some sort of skateboard in the movie, right?
Yeah. No, and then they redo the movie, and they're like, let's find the least charismatic people. I only know...
What's the guy?
Jake Paul. Or no, what's his name? No.
Is it Jack Harlow?
Jack Harlow.
He seems like he did. He seemed like he did fine in the trailer, and then I just talked to CJ about it. Another thing where that was literally made for you, CJ, and he didn't like it. Like how the Lakers show is made for Rod, and he doesn't like that.
Well, they were like, I got offered an audition for that, and they said, can you audition? Because at first I was like, oh, man, I'm Southern. I'm kind of like, in some ways, have some similarities to Woody Harrelson.
And when it comes to the b-ball court, you got game. Can I say that?
Yeah, thank you.
You do have game.
They go, can you then go film yourself playing basketball?
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, all right, if you're focusing too much energy on the basketball part of it, then this you might be.
Right.
You might because be Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes are like 4 feet tall.
Right.
And, you know, all you got to do is train playing basketball. This is what's crazy about fucking basketball players. Hot take.
Uh-oh.
Hot take. Clay, hey. Clay, you can you dribble?
Oh, big time, easy.
And you could probably even shoot some free throws and make it.
From the age of 3, maybe?
Yeah. Basketball players could not even... They can't even stand on a skateboard.
Right.
Basketball is easy as fuck.
Yeah.
Skateboarding is hard. It's a hard thing that not a lot of people can do. It's way harder than any other sport.
They can't ollie, but if I wanted to, I would go down to the free throw line and then have someone charge me, then I jump back to the three-pointer jump, and then someone's trying to block it, but I go over just a little bit and I fucking throw the thing in the thing.
Yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
I get the points for what I the
and
thing.
You know what?
And
based
I win
on,
the game
based on your ability as a skateboarder. You could do all that in jeans and a flannel.
Exactly.
I just think basketball is hack. It's easy. Yeah. Skateboarding is like the one real sport.
Oh, wow.
Maybe soccer. Maybe soccer's a real sport. Yeah. The only reason I would want to be good at any of these other sports is so that my dad would be proud of me.
Wait, why do you think soccer's a real sport?
Because it's hard to dribble a soccer ball and kick it and run back and
forth. You're running with the ball in front of you. It goes this way, that way, that way.
Okay.
I can dribble across this whole office.
Yeah.
Easy.
But I mean, like, you can run and dribble and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy. Yes, Rod, I can run and dribble.
You give me a week, I could slam dunk.
I don't think you could slam dunk. I don't think...
I could slam dunk until I was 18.
I know about your knees. I don't think you should be doing slam dunks.
Give me 1 week, I can slam dunk. My doctor's like, you got to have knee surgery or else you're going to be in pain for years. And I go, I've been in pain since I was 13. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I'll live in pain. I don't want to not be able to do stuff I like for a year.
Okay, I got to go.
All right. Well, let's leave this podcast with the understanding and agreement. The three of us agree. Basketball is easy.
Yeah.
Especially if you're tall. It's like, who gives a shit?
Right.
And skateboarding is...
No Hard Feelings is a terrible title.
But it's a good movie.
Good movie.
And skateboarding is harder than basketball.
Also,
Rod can agree on that.
Another. We should do a double screening. No Hard Feelings and You Hurt My Feelings.
I think that they're both different.
Yeah.
Two terrible names for movies that just came out
that are
actually
good
movies.
You saw You Hurt My Feelings.
Yes, and I liked it.
I want to see it so bad. Rod agrees. Basketball is easy. Skateboarding's hard. That's the end of the podcast.
Okay, bye, gang.
Bye.